Tumayo po tayong lahat as we read God's Word through responsive reading. Buksan po natin ang ating Biblia sa Mga Awit Kabanata 42, talata 1-11. Pabasahin po natin ito sa Magandang Balita Biblia. Matatagpuan ang passage na ito sa page 10 sa bulletin, or you can read along the screen. Kung paanong batis ang siyang hanap ng isang usa, gayon hinahanap ang Diyos ng uhaw kong kaluluwa. Araw-gabi tumataghoy, gabit-araw tumatangis. Naging tanging pagkain ko'y mga luha na paghikbik. Itong mga kaaway ko sa tuwi na iyaong sambit, nasaan ba ang iyong Diyos, hindi namin namamasid. Bakit ako nanlulumo? Bakit ako nagdaramdam? Sa Diyos ako ay may tiwala, siyang aking aasahan. Diyos na tagapagligtas, muli ko siyang aawitan. Ang dagat na kalaliman, pakinggan at umuugong. At doon ay maririnig lagaslas ng mga talon. Ang katulad na gagalit, malalaking mga alon, na sa aking kaluluwa ay ganap na tumatabon. Sa Diyos na sanggalang ko, ganito ang aking wika. Bakit ako nilimot, nilimot mo akong kusa? Bakit ako nagdurusa sa kamay ng masasama? Bakit ako nalulungkot? Bakit ako nagdaramdam? Sa Diyos ako'y may tiwala, siyang aking aasahan. Pagpupuri akong muli, pupurihing walang humpay, ang aking tagapagligtas, ang Diyos na walang hanggan. Mga kaibigan, ito ang salita ng Diyos. Maari na po kayong umupo.
Magandang gabi po sa lahat. Ako po si John Maynes and I serve as one of the elders, one of the pastors dito sa church. And tayo po ngayon ay nagpapatuloy sa ating sermon series na Summer in the Psalms. Summer in the Psalms series, I hope na everyone is na-enjoy ngayon ang pagbabasa ng Psalms because Psalms is na-express ang ating emotion. It's easy to find a Psalm na magmamatch sa ating emotion. Di ba po ba? So, it's always na enjoying po ang pagbabasa ng Psalms. And ngayon po tayo ay dadako sa Psalm 42. Let's pray once again. Oh Father, thank you for your word. Your word is a lamp to our feet and light to our path. Without your word, we will remain lost in the dark. Thank you for your means of grace to gather with your people in this church and hear your word. Panginoon, help us. Help all of us to believe and apply your word sa aming buhay, regardless ng aming emotion. And as we look to Psalm 42, continue to reveal your Son Jesus to us. In His name we pray. Amen. May binasa po akong article kagabi and about the top 10 most popular na Bible verses sa buong mundo. I'm sure familiar po kayo. I'm sure you know ang top 1. Ano po yung top 1? John 3:16. Exactly. Memorize natin yan by heart. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, for whoever believes in Him will not perish but have eternal life. Appealing po yan because of the love of God. Very popular po yan. Yung po ay sinesearch over 2 million times every month, globally. Ganun po ka popular yung John 3:16. Make a guess. Ano po yung second? Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. Plans to prosper you, not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and future. Ang ganda po, di ba? Kasi po, it's appealing emotionally sa atin. Ano po yung third? John 10:10. When Jesus talks about giving life, bigyan niya ng category, abundant life. Di ba po appealing? Wow, yan ang gusto natin. Abundant life, a good life. These verses for wonderful verses. Magaganda po itong verses na to. It is appealing emotionally and very positive po. Kaya po, maganda po sa ating damdamin. But if taken out of context po ang mga verses na to, these verses can lead many people to a false reality or expectations ng Christianity. Merong mga teachings na kapag naging Kristiyano ka, walang karamdaman, walang kahirapan, no pain, no sorrow, no depression. Di ba po ba? Ang sarap ng ganong Christianity, ganong klaseng religion. Pero we all know, lahat tayo nakaka-relate dito. Life gets hard. We all know na there are seasons na we feel na parang napakalayo ng Diyos sa atin. Sometimes parang ang buhay is just a cycle of sorrow and pain and trials, discouragement, depression. Maybe right now your life is full of uncertainty. Nagkakasayo ng doubts, nagkakasayo ng questions. This experience, itong mga experience po ito is not optional for Christians. Many of you ay nasa ganitong sitwasyon ngayon at some point ng ating buhay, all of us will experience sorrow, discouragement, loss, pain, suffering, depression. You know po na this is a reality sa atin. The question is, how do you respond sa mga ganitong circumstances ng buhay? As a Christian, where and to whom do you turn to? Where do you set your hope? Psalm 42 will remind us sa reality ng buhay ng Kristiyano. And bibigyan tayo ng instructions how to respond sa ganitong klaseng situation ng buhay. Let me give you some background po ng Psalm 42. Ang Psalm 42 po, divided ang mga commentator kung sino po yung author nito. We can say na ang Psalm 42 at 43 ay iisa lang po itong Psalm na to. Isa lang po dahil technically makikita nyo yung, as you study, walang superscription ng 43. The same stanza, refrain, yung chorus niya pare-pareho lang po. It's a song. We can say po na ito ay because of a superscription of the sons of Korah, na it tells us na ito ay written by the sons of Korah. Ang sons of Korah po ay mga Levites, mga musicians, sila yung doorkeeper ng sa temple, and mga performer po sila. And because of that superscription, we can say na written by sons of Korah. Pero po yung word na of, doon sa simula ng of the sons of Korah, sa Hebrew po, it can also mean by or dedicated to. So, I believe din po na many believers believe this is a psalm of David. David, this psalm is very similar po sa lament ni David elsewhere. Makikita niyo yung similarity po ng lament ni David. And many believe ang historical context po ng psalm na ito is when David umalis siya ng Jerusalem because of Absalom, yung kanyang anak. Nagrebelde sa kanya and gusto na siyang patayan. And all the people, maraming tao sa Jerusalem taunt him nung paalis na siya ng Jerusalem. Sinabihan siya, David, wala ka ng salvation. Tinalikuran ka na ng Diyos. Yan ang mga sinabi sa kanya nung paalis siya ng Jerusalem. So, very similar po yung lament. Makikita niyo yung story na yun sa 2 Samuel chapter 15 and 17. So, maaaring David wrote it for the sons of Korah to perform. Maaaring iyon po yun. So, Psalm 42 po is a psalm of lament. Psalm of lament. Ano po yung lament? Lament is where the author expresses ang kanyang sorrow, kanyang despair. It's a deep sorrow, a great despair na ina-express niya. Lament is opening your heart honest, with all honesty, sa Diyos. Yun po yung lament. Ito ay raw emotion ng anak ng Diyos na sinabigay niya ang kanyang emotion towards God. An honest cry sa Diyos. A cry of despair, complaint, fear, loss, sadness, anger. Ito pong psalm na to ay kadalasan ang feeling ng author is malayo ang Diyos sa kanya or even wonder kung pinabayaan na siya ng Diyos. And majority po ng psalms ay lament. One-third po ng kabuuan ng psalms ay lament. Pinakamarami po sa psalms ang lament. But some of lament is not just to vent out or to express ang emotion natin. Some of lament ay form of worship. Ay form of worship. Halos lahat po ng lament move from sorrow to joy, from fear to trust. And turning from sorrow to joy sa bawat ending ng lament ay indication na ang psalmist knows his God, na meron siyang relationship sa Diyos. Meron pong ganitong klase. Ito po ang beauty ng Psalms. It's a reality po ng relationship ng tao sa kanyang Diyos. A natural na conversation between man and God. Psalm po ay hymn book po ito. A hymn book and prayer book for almost 1,000 years sa buhay ng mga Israelites. Kinover niya po from the time of Moses, Psalm 90, Moses wrote that. 1,000 years, na-cover niya po, almost 1,000 years. And even po sa generation natin, mga Christians ngayon, ito rin po ang ating hymn book. Ito rin po ang ating prayer book. It is a collection of the entire range ng emotion ng tao, especially the people of God. From the peak emotion ng joy, thanksgiving, hanggang po sa deep and the lowest point ng sorrow, lament, despair. Kaya po masarap basahin ng psalm. Ang word po na psalm is from the Greek na translation po means a song na kinakanta with the string instrument po. Pero sa Hebrew po, ang word na ito means praises. Praises. It tells us na even sa time, sa season ng lament, sa season ng sorrow, sa season ng despair, ang goal ng hymn book, ng song na ito, ng prayer natin, is to give praise to God. Kaya ganun po yung structure ng lament, most of the lament. Sorrow, seek God for help, and give praise to God. Regardless kung nabago ang situation niya that time or no. Because nakita niya yung reality ng Diyos. So, yun po ang kadalasang structure ng lament. My hope and my prayer po tonight is not to encourage you sa inyong situation, sorrow, despair. It's not to boost your self-esteem or to look inwardly. It's not to unleash your inner strength. Hindi po yan ang goal ko. I don't want you to set your hope sa sarili mo. I want you to be confident and set your hope to your sovereign Lord. And yan po ang bigay diyan ng ating passage tonight. The only way to persevere in your spiritual drought and overwhelming sorrow is to set your hope in God. Bilang Kristiyano, ang way for us to persevere sa darkest season ng life, spiritual drought, and sorrow is to set our hope in God. And I divided it into two points according po sa stanza ng psalm na ito. And with one chorus, it means para sa, it has a one solution sa anumang sorrow or despair na dinagdadaan ng psalmist. Number one po, what to do when you are in spiritual drought? Verses 1 to 5. Number two, what to do when you are in overwhelming sorrow? verses 6 to 11. Tingnan po natin point number 1. Ano pong gagawin natin when we are in spiritual drought? Verse 1 to 5. Buksan niyo po yung Bible niyo sa Psalm 42 and look, read niyo po natin yung verses 1 to 5. To the choir master, ibig sabihin po nun is instruction. Paano po kakantahin tong psalm na to? Yung mga music director na yan. Instruction po yan to the choir master. And makita nyo yung word na maskil. There is, wala pong certain na definition po yung word na maskil. Pero it can mean po na to instruct or to teach. Because of the ano po yung technicality. Pero marami pong psalm na merong maskil na hindi po nagbibigay ng instruction. So maaaring ibig sabihin din po nito is a skillful psalm. Or a meditation. Ano man po ito, it tells us na ito ay something for us to learn, to meditate. Ito po ay applicable sa ating buhay. Helpful po sa ating buhay ito. Let's see first ang lament ng psalmist. Look at verse 1 and 2. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. Verse 1 ay a comparison ng psalmist sa kanyang sarili to a deer. To a deer. And ang deer po ay isa sa mga madalas na hinahunting ng mga predator po sa wild. Di ba po ba? Pero mabibilis po tumakbo ito. And kapag sila ay napagod, kailangan nila ng tubig. Kailangan nila tubig dahil kakahabol. Manghihina sila. Mawala sila ng resistance. They need water. They look for a stream of water. Iinom sila ron. To continue running. To continue na mag-survive siya sa wild. Is otherwise po, mamatay siya because of yung kanyang kalagayan. A psalmist compares himself to a deer longing for water. Hindi lang po ito ordinary uhaw, just to cool down. Right now, yan po ang nararamdaman natin dahil sa summer ngayon dito sa Dubai. Hindi lang ito ordinary uhaw na parang we drink ng cold water para ma-cool down tayo. Hindi po ito yung klaseng thirst. Dito po is more of a dehydrated deer na parang fighting for survival. Fighting for survival. It's a matter of life and death sa kanya. Ang word na pants means a deep longing. A deep longing. Very intense po itong word na to. Ganong katindi yung longing niya. I need water. Kailan mamamatay ako pag wala tubig. Yun po yung intensity po na yun. And look at verse 1 again. As deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. Ang psalmist is in a deep longing sa Diyos. Yung second part po. He feels na God is far. Na yung distance between him and God is so far na hindi niya na makita ang Diyos. Na parang napakalayo ng Diyos sa kanya. Ang word na soul means ang kabuuan pagkatao niya. So, yung kabuuan niya, his inner being is longing to see God once again. From the innermost being ng taong ito. Flowing streams po ay common sa Bible po na symbolizes po ng blessings, ng source of life. Kaya po yung living water, yung continuous flow ng water, they call it a living water. Madalas pong ginagamit yung imagery niya. Psalm 23, sabi nung yung shepherd doon, dadaling kanya sa still water. It's part of the blessing. So, the deer is looking for a living water, a stream of water. Look at verse 2. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? Dito sa verse 2, he gave ng emphasis sa sinabi niya sa verse 1. He thirsts like a person dying sa drought. He is experiencing ng absence ng Diyos. He feels na napakalayo ng Diyos sa kanya. Look sa end ng verse 2. He longed to be with God. Literally po, ibig sabihin nito, he longs to see the face of God. To be back sa gathering, sa worship. So yung longing niya. It implies sa atin na talagang napakalayo niya. Hindi niya alam kung paano niya makakalapit sa Diyos. Paano siya mababalik sa presensya ng Diyos. Which is that, sa context, it is Jerusalem. Where the tabernacle is. Look at verse 2 again. His whole being is thirsting for God. Yung soul niya, pero what kind of God? Look at verse 2. Sa second, sa middle part. He thirsts for the living God. Living God dito ay most likely means po God as the source of life. A true God. Living God is a language po ng Bible, who God is. Friends, in times of drought, in the dark season ng life natin, who or what kind of God do you seek? What kind of water you thirst for? Where do you go to? Ang mundo po is offering sa atin every day ng different kinds of gods, a different kind of water, ng source ng water to quench our thirst. To satisfy yung emptiness sa atin. We try to find that. Any kusang bagay, kanino man. It can be your job. It can be your possessions. You work more, earn more, because it gives you satisfaction. It gives you na parang ito ang aking protection. Ito ang aking security. You find a security, meaning, satisfaction sa life mo by looking at those things. Yung creation. It can be sa relationship. You find meaning sa relationship na parang pag wala ka partner, ay walang meaning sa buhay mo. Just like the woman at the well sa John 4. Christ offered ng living water sa kanya. If you drink sa live offered ng water na ino-offer kayo, you will never thirst again. So, what kind of gods do you go to? What kind of water do you long for? Is it a living water? Or is it a living God or inanimate God, an idol? So verse 1 and verse 2 tells us, he feels that God is far, he is in drought, malayo siya sa source ng life, he longs to see the face of God, and in this context, he longs to be back sa Jerusalem, where the gathering and worship of God happens. Ano po pakiramdam po ng psalmist? Look at verse 3. My thirst have been food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? My tears have been my food day and night. It's a picture of great sadness and sorrow. He lost his appetite. So occupied sa kalungkutan. Parang nung kabataan siguro natin, nung in love tayo, hindi na makakain, hindi na makatulog. Ah, ganun po, no? Na-occupy tayo ng... Anyway... So, my tears have been food day and night. A picture po ng great sadness and sorrow. He lost his appetite because of yung pakiramdam niya ng wala ang Diyos sa kanya. Look at verse 3 again. While they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Ang word na day can mean two things po. It can point to sa kanyang tears. Sa kanyang nararamdaman, yung tears niya, yung kalungkutan niya, parang sinasabi ng psalmist na dahil sa sobrang kalungkutan niya, his emotion is bursting in tears and ask to himself, where is God? Where are you, God? Ba't ako ganito? Lord, tingnan mo, where are you? And he inwardly is asking himself, nasaan ka, Diyos? Nakita natin na unstable yung psalmist dito. There is a battle within him. Yun yung nakikita natin dito na damdamin o condition itong psalmist na to. This means also na maraming tao is it taunting him. Kagaya ng kinabi ko kanina, nung palabas si David sa Jerusalem, people are mocking him. Nasaan ang Diyos mo? Pinabayaan ka na ng Diyos mo. Pinalikuran ka na ng Diyos mo. Mabasa niyo sa Psalm 3. So, yun po yung maaring nangyayari sa kanya rito. He's talking to himself, asking the question, where is your God? And ganun din yung takapaligid sa kanya, bakit kanya na itsura mo? Where is your God? Parang walang Diyos. And sometimes a reminder sa atin, sometimes we act na, pag merong loss, parang wala tayong Diyos. Parang gumuho ang mundo, ang langit at lupa na parang walang Diyos. And as a Christian, even sa loss ng loved one, we should grieve with hope. Mourn with hope. Grieve well. I'm not saying na hindi tayo mag-grieve, hindi tayo iyak. Let's cry dahil sa loss of pain. Pero let's grieve. Let's pakita natin na meron tayong hope. So, maaaring po yun yung situation. So, hindi po true din sa atin? Totoo din po sa atin, whenever we are in deep sorrow, we feel na parang walang Diyos. Our emotion dictates ang reality ng ating buhay. Sa mga ganitong situation, those who tells us, where is your God? Minsan ay sarili natin. Eh madali tayo mag-question whenever na parang all mga bagay hindi nag-work according to sa gusto natin. When things is not going our way, we're so quick minsan to ask, is God loving? Is God a good father? Is He sovereign? Bakit nangyayari sa iyo? Where is your God? Where is my God? So, yun po yung, this is a reality po sa atin. As the psalmist shows us, it's a timeless truth, timeless reality sa atin. Have you been there? Yeah, nakita ko some nodding their head. Because it's true. Even na meron kang strong theology, when it comes to this point ng life, ng season ng life, it's not easy. That's true. It's not easy. When you face this kind of situation, I'm not saying because we will all go through these dark seasons sa life natin, na parang we feel God is absent, na parang pag ginawa natin ito is parang mawawala na lang basta yung problema natin. Na parang, kailangan ko lang palang mindset ang baguhin ko. Hindi po. Ito po, makikita natin, continuous, unstable yung emotion, yung tao, yung kalagayan itong tao na to. Read Psalm 42 again. Seek God. Seek God. Yun po yung nakikita natin dito na he feels distant sa Panginoon. Hindi niya nararamdaman ng Panginoon. Pero he keeps on seeking God. Don't let our emotion na malaya na ako. Iniwan na ang Panginoon. Ganito na ako. Wala na akong magagawa. Keep seeking for God. Keep seeking for God. Your emotion and feelings dapat po hindi na-over ano yung theology natin. You know God is not distant from His people. Ang promises niya na I will never leave you nor forsake you is a truth for all of you who are in Christ. Don't let your emotion dictate ang flow, ang it drives yung buhay mo. You know, it's true. Cling to the promises of God. Matthew 5:6. Ang sabi doon, blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be satisfied. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst. You know na when we thirst, you know na only God can satisfy itong thirst na ito, can quench, can feel yung emptiness natin. Look to God. Seek God. Don't look for temporary solution. Don't look for earthly solution. All things will pass. Right now, satisfying. In just a minute, in just an hour, in just a day, a week, you feel sorrowful. Bakit ko ginawa yun? Bakit hindi ko hinahanap ang Diyos? Why instead I pumunta ako sa mga ganitong bagay? Bakit ko ginawa? Why I choose to sin sa gitna ng ganitong mga sitwasyon? It's sorrowful sa isang Kristiyano. Hunger and thirst for God. Don't quench your thirst sa mga bagay na temporary. Pray, even if you don't feel like praying. Ito po yung kalagayan sa amin. Walang Diyos, ang layo ng Diyos, mamamatay na ako rito. Hindi ko na alam. kung saan ko makikita ang Diyos. Pero he keeps on praying. He keeps on praying. This is a picture ng isang tunay na Kristiyano. Sa gitna ng darkness ng iyong soul, you know, ang isang truth na hindi mawawala sa isang Kristiyano dumadanas ng ganitong klaseng sitwasyon, ang isang truth na hindi mawawala sa kanya is, my help comes from the Lord. I will never go anywhere else. I know, sa Diyos ko lang makikita to. I will keep seeking the help of my God. Yan po ang isang response ng tunay na Kristiyano. And he tells us, napakadilim ng kalagayan niya, napakalayo ng Diyos, pero he keeps on seeking, he keeps on praying, kahit he don't feel like praying. Meron po siya, I don't remember kung sino yung author, the moment na naramdaman mo na you don't feel like praying, that's the best time to pray. That's the best time to pray. Look at verse 4. These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude of giving festival. So he's talking about yung previous experience niya sa Jerusalem. He's leading the worship. David is the leader ng worship. Remember, nung bumalik yung tabernacle, nag-dance si David. He's leading ang kanyang people to worship the one true God. So, one of the means of grace ng Panginoon to edify, to encourage, to strengthen spiritually ang bawat Kristiyano is through the church. Through the church. The psalmist is longing to meet God sa Jerusalem as yung tabernacle po represents the presence of God and the joy of leading, offering worship corporately sa kanyang Diyos. Yun po yung naaalala niya. Ganon din po sa atin. Ephesians 1 hanggang chapter 3 tells us that God planned to display His glory through the church. God saved you and me to be part ng community, ng church. And in heaven, ang worship po is a community worship. Wala ko yung makikita sa Bible na yung isang Kristiyanong nasa heaven, nasa sulok, nag-worship. No! It's a gathering. A gathering ng worshiping God in the face of Jesus Christ. So, community is vital sa bawat Kristiyano. Church is part ng glorious plan ng Diyos for all eternity. Kaya mga kapatid dito sa Crossroads, remember po yung covenant natin. Remember yung covenant natin. Let's encourage, build up, edify one another. Let not habitually miss ang gathering ng church. It's sin. It's sin po. Attending, being part ng community, attending ang worship service, ang gathering, is an obedience sa salita ng Diyos. Hebrews 10. So we need one another to grow in faith, in our understanding, to weep with those who weep, to mourn with those who mourn, to rejoice with those who rejoice. Yun po yung itsura ng Kristiyano. We are with one another. If you are here and professing Christian ka and wala kang membership to any local church, I urge you, be part ng church. God did not save you na to be alone, to be separated from community. Wala pong ganun sa Bible. Wala kayong makikitang ganun sa Bible. Cover to cover. Christian is always part ng community. So there is joy sa corporate gathering. Ito po yung nakikita ni David ng psalmist. Nakikita niya how joyful to be part ng corporate worship, worshiping God. That brings ng encouragement sa kanya, kanyang heart, a reminder ng ginawa ng Diyos. Ganun din po sa atin. Whenever we see one another dito, it's a reminder ng grace ng Panginoon. How a fallen sinner like us ngayon ay united, not because of any commonality natin, but because of the blood of Christ, we were united. Because of Christ. Outside Christ, maaring you don't want me to be friends with you. Ganun din ako sa inyo. Ayoko yan. Pero because of Christ, nagkakaroon tayo ng unity. That's what Christ has done. because we are part ng ano, ng community po. I remember po na one of you na one time po a few months or a long time ago tumawag sa akin and he was so overwhelmed sa kanya nangyari sa kanya. He lost his job. Kaya that day, sabi niya, I don't wanna go to church. Ayaw ko pumunta sa church. Iba yung pakaramdam ko, iba yung emotion ko. I don't feel worshiping. I don't feel singing. I don't feel na maging part umano ng gathering. So, I reminded him, nagkaroon kami ng conversation, I encouraged him, reminded him of why you come to church. Ano reason? Is it your emotion? Is it the truth? So, after po ng conversation namin, he decided to attend yung church that day. So, after ng service, he was thankful. Dahil po sa mga encouragement na naramdaman niya, na nakuha niya sa karamihan sa atin. Nakuha niya sa inyo. Na because of those encouraging words, because of even a simple prayer encourages ang isang tao who are in despair. So, ganun po ka-importante yun. We want to be together. So, yung encouragement po yun is, nakita natin yung epekto na yun. It can like a domino effect sa kanyang family, sa ibang tao, because of the same encouragement na nakukuha niya. So, ano po yung solution ng psalmist na nararamdaman niya? Tingnan po natin sa verse 5. Ito po yung kanyang situation. He asked himself, why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Ano po ginawa niya? He confronted himself. He talked to himself. He didn't listen sa ano ng bugso ng kanyang damdamin. He talked to himself. Kinakawala, hoy, ikaw, oo, ako nga. Ganun po, parang sitwasyon doon. Dalawa yung ano niya, no? Kinakausap niya sa sarili niya. Why are you cast down? Ano nangyayari sa'yo? Why are you in turmoil? Bakit unstable ka? Bakit disturbed ka? Makita natin yung intensity ng struggle po rito. Kinakausap niya sa sarili niya, parang, bakit ka ba nagkakaganyan? Di ba kilala mo ang Diyos? Ano yung theology mo? Di ba alam mo kung anong ginawa ng Diyos sa'yo? At anong ginawa niya sa'yo from the past? Nasaan ang theology mo? Parang ganito po yung nangyayari sa kanya. Di ba? Ganun din po tayo. It's easy for us to affirm ang theology, the sovereignty ng Diyos, the bigness of God, and the goodness and the love ng Diyos. It's so easy for us to affirm those theology. Pero when we face ang despair and sorrow, ang bilis nawawala natin theology. What we believe is no longer aligned sa what we practice. The psalmist is encouraging us to preach sa sarili natin the truth of who God is and what He has done. Preach truth to yourself. Don't let emotion drive you. Yun ang sinasabi ng psalmist sa sarili. Speak and preach the truth. Preach the gospel sa sarili mo. Paulit-ulit yung naririnig sa mga preacher dito yan. Preach the gospel to yourself. Ito po yung ginagawa ng psalmist. Basahin ulit natin. Why are you cast down, O my soul, and why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him and my salvation and my God. It is a strong na language ng ginamit niya. Hope in God! Pinapagalitan niya sila. Hope in God! Ano nangyayari sa iyo? Look inside of you. Look upward. Look to God. Pinapagalitan niya po yung sarili niya. Eh, yan din po ang gawin natin sa sarili natin. Whenever na tayo nag-i-stumble doon sa hindi natin alam gagawin natin, na na-occupy tayo ng ating emotion, let's go back to the objective truth. Speak the truth sa sarili mo. When we self-pity and in-entertain natin yung thought na parang tinalikuran tayo ng Diyos, napakadali po tayo mahulog sa kasalanan. Kapag hindi natin nakuha yung matagal natin pinagpe-pray, we question God, we self-pity, is God really good? Mahal ba talaga ako ng Diyos? We measure and define ang love ng Diyos based sa how we feel. Ganun po kadali tayong mawala sa reality. We measure and define ang love ng Diyos based sa current situation. Brothers and sisters, God provided you your greatest need in Christ Jesus. God gave His only Son to reconcile you to Himself. Let your emotion and theology circle to that truth. As you contemplate, if God loves you, if God loves me, think, look to Christ and to the cross. And then ask, if God loves me, look to the cross. Oh, how God loves me. While I'm yet sinners, Christ died for my sin so that I can be forgiven for my sin, so that I can be reconciled to my Creator God. Then you can answer that. So, yun po yung solution na binigay ng psalmist. When you feel isolated and you feel so dry and a dying of thirst in the darkest season, remember who God is, what He has done. Ang hope po is waiting for the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Patiently endure, persevere while waiting for the Lord. That's hope. You hope. It's not a wishful hope. Ah, sana balang araw maging okay na rin. No, you know na one day all things will be okay. God will make all things right one day. But until that day, continue to hope and wait for the Lord. That's hope. An informed na hope. You know na one day it will happen, ang pinangako ng Diyos. So let your theology dictate yung life natin, what we know about God. Let it control that. Hope in God. Yun po yun. Friends, if you are here, wala kang relationship kay Christ, all these things will not make sense sa'yo. Maybe right now, hindi mo nare-recognize yung thirst mo. Hindi mo nare-recognize yung emptiness mo. You think that you're okay. Maybe because you are quenching that thirst with temporary things. Continue quenching, continue. But one day will come. You will realize na all these things is not enough. You know, na pag natulog ka sa gabi, na alam, something is missing, something is, I'm longing for something because we are all created to long for God. Because of sin, na divide tayo, we were separated from God. And a deep longing ng tao is God. No one, nothing can fill that longing, emptiness sa ating buhay, except God. I urge you, keep seeking for God. And the only way na makikita mo matatagpuan mong Diyos is in the face of Jesus Christ. God became man. Siya na lumapit sa atin. He lived yung life na you cannot ever live. He died sa cross to satisfy yung wrath ng Panginoon because you are a sinner. And you cannot do it na ma-reconcile just by your own. And Christ did that for you. He came, God came. Sabi niya, gagawin ko ang lahat ng requirements para ikaw ay ma-reconcile sa Diyos. And now, what God is asking from you, come to my Son. Come to Jesus Christ for the forgiveness of your sin. Believe in the finished work na ginawa ni Kristo. And you will find that satisfaction, that quenching thirst, ang promise ni Jesus, I will give you living water, you will never thirst again. Makikita niyo sa Revelation niya. So that's a promise, Panginoon. What is stopping you right now to consider that? Recognize mo, you are empty, you're thirsting right now, you're dying. Don't be blinded sa ino-offer ng mundo na akala mo makikwench mo. Even yung akala mo by doing religion, by being here, akala mo na, okay, I have my religion, I have ito, I have dito. No. Without Christ, there will be no quenching ng thirst mo. And if you die without Christ, it's tragic. You will thirst in eternity, dying. You will experience ang wrath ng Panginoon, a total separation from the love of God. Right now, God is offering you. This is a gracious message to you. If you are not in Christ, come to Christ now. So, ito po ay similar din po. Yung second point natin, similar din po sa point one. It's a song, stanza, refrain, or chorus. Again, stanza, refrain, then verse chapter 43, stanza and refrain. So, pare-pareho lang po ito. Ang gaya po ng main point ko kanina, there's only one way to persevere sa sorrow. And yun po rin makikita natin sa point number two. What to do when you are in overwhelming sorrow? Verses 6 to 11. Look at verse 6-11. Ito po ay expression ng overwhelming sorrow and despair. Look at verse 6. My soul is cast down within me, therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon from Mount Mizar. Verse 6 tells us na he's far from the Jerusalem, from Tabernacle. Yung Jordan po, yung Mount Hermon po, yun, is the northern part ng Israel. We've been there po, kami ni Pastor Alvin, ng wife ko, ng family ko, last November. Nagpunta rin po kami doon sa northern part ng Israel. Tapos border na po yun. And Jerusalem po, you need to travel ng thousands of kilometers para makapunta ka po sa Jerusalem. Yun po yung distance niya. Geographically po, malayo talaga siya. Pero I think it's also a figurative language na how far he feels, ang nararamdaman niya, how far God is sa kanya. God was sa kanya. Look at verse 6, sabi niya, he tells us na he's in Mount Hermon. Yun nga po yung pinakamalayo na mararating natin sa north. Sabi niya, verse 10 na his soul is downcast or in despair dahil sa distance niya sa Diyos and sa separation niya from the people of God. Which is very similar sa first point natin sa church. Pero immediately he remembers God. So, brothers and sisters, wherever you are, asan ka man? Abu Dhabi, Fujairah, Ras Al Khaimah, malayo ka man. Pakiramdam mo man, napakalayo ng Diyos sa'yo. This is a practical help for us. A reminder, remember your God. Remember your God. Hindi mo kailangan na sa church mo lang i-remember ang God. Wherever you are, ano mga oras, remember your God. Remember yung phrase na Coram Deo? Ang ibig sabihin mo, living in the before God, before the face of God. It's a conscious awareness that God exists. That God is the ruler ng universe na to. That's a kind of living that we need to live. A constant awareness. God exists. God is present. So it's a practical level. Remember kung nasaan ka man po. Kahit na you feel na malayo ang Diyos, don't follow your emotion. Hindi po totoo yan. This is what Christ has done sa atin. He brought us to God and God to us. Ang Spirit of God dwells in us. God came and dwelt among us in the person of Jesus Christ. So He no longer dwells in temple. Hindi na natin kailangan makarating pa sa Jerusalem para lang ma-encounter natin ang Diyos. If you are in Christ, ang presence ng God sa'yo is always present. Jesus is the fulfillment ng temple. This is the truth na we need to rejoice and preach sa sarili natin. Another reason is, again, ang realization ng separation niya sa worship ng God, sa worship gathering ng church, doon sa tabernacle, sa temple. Again, church is a means of grace po ng Panginoon, kagaya ng sinabi ko kanina. So, do not neglect po yung gathering. This is my exhortation sa inyo. It's an obedience sa Panginoon when you gather with the saints. It is for your own good, for our own good, for the benefit of our soul, ang church. Ano pa ang cause ng despair ng psalmist? Look at verse 7. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and all your waves have gone over me. In verse 6, sabi niya, nasa Mount Hermon siya. Yung source ng water po, yun ang source ng water ng Jordan River, yung Mount Hermon. Doon po nang gagaling yung water. And now, kanina po sa first part, he was longing for water, for a stream of water. And now, ang ginamit niya po ay another imagery ng water. Wave, waterfall, breakers. Ito po ay imagery ng great sorrow. Depression, overwhelming despair ng psalmist. A picture ng drowning man. A dying man grasping for breath. Alam mo, pag nalulunod ka na, alam niyo yung pakiramdam na ganun po? Na parang hindi ka makahinga. Gusto mo nang makaahon sa tubig. Ito po yung picture na yun. Kanina is so dry. Ngayon naman is overwhelming. Nakakalunod na. Nakakalunod na yung kanyang pinagdadaanan. Yung kanyang situation. Ang word na deep dito means deepest part ng sea. Yun po yung ano nung word na deep. It's a picture na ganong kalalim na parang you cannot even escape that. Ang verse na ito ay similar po sa Jonah 2, verse 2. Nung si Jonah po napunta sa tiyan ng great big fish. Napunta siya sa deep ng sea. Yun po yung the similar imagery po ang ginamit dito. But that's how a true Christian should feel kapag malayo tayo sa Diyos and sa church. We should feel na overwhelming ang lahat, na iba pag malayo sa Diyos, pag malayo sa church. Yun po yung nararamdaman ng psalmist. And most of the time, ang cause po ng pakiramdam natin na malayo tayo sa Diyos at lumalayo tayo sa church is sin. Sin. Sin gives us temporary pleasure. Pero the more we give in sa sin, nawawala tayo sa reality, sin is contrary po sa ating new nature. Kaya when we fall deep sa sin, ito dapat ang nararamdaman natin. Ang layo ko sa Diyos. Ang layo ko sa Diyos. Napapalayo na rin ako sa church. There should be sorrow, despair. There should be longing for God to be back sa joy ng worship with God's people. Mga kapatid, sin distort ang ating understanding and our emotion towards God. Let's remember na you are a new creature. Sin is contrary to your new nature. So, kapag tayo nahulog sa kalasalanan, it should be sorrowful sa atin because it contrasts ang ating new nature. If hindi po tayo nagiging sorrowful sa sin, then maybe you are still in the old nature. You're still in the old man. The new has not yet come. Ito po yung tsura ng isang Kristiyano. Confess po ang ating sin. Let your life be marked ng continuous recognition, confession, and repentance ng ating sin. Confess with one another. Confess with God. Because sin separates us from God, distorts ating relationship, even sa ating church. Sin brings fear and shame. That's why ang natural impulse when we fall deep sa sin is to run away from church, run away from God, just like Adam and Eve. Where are you? They hide because of fear and shame na dulot ng sin. How did the psalmist encourage himself? Wait natin. First, he remembers God in verse 8. He expresses his hope in his covenant-keeping God, Yahweh. First time niyo po makikita ang word na Lord, all capital. So, sa book 2 po ng Psalms, very rare po na ginamit ang covenant name ng Diyos na Yahweh. All na ginagamit po rito is Elohim, a supreme being, a supreme God. Pero dito po ginamit niya rito is Lord. I remember my Lord, Yahweh, the covenant-keeping God. He remembers po what God has promised, who God is. He remembers His steadfast love. Yung word po na steadfast love is a word hesed in Hebrew. Hindi po one word translation, hindi lang po one-to-one translation lang. It's sometimes translated na loyal love, covenant love, steadfast love. The New Testament parang katumbas ng grace. Pero whenever we encounter po ang word na hesed or covenant love, steadfast love, ito po ay related sa covenant ng Panginoon. Covenant ng Panginoon to His people. Mga kapatid, because of your relationship kay Christ, this covenant love is for you. Look to the cross of Christ and remind yourself of the covenant love of God. That's for sure. God made that covenant sa inyo, sa atin, for those who are in Christ. Mga kapatid, let's continue to remember po ang covenant love of God by looking to Christ. So whenever you are in the overwhelming despair and sorrow na parang pakiramdam mo hindi ka mahal ng Diyos, remember this covenant love for you in Christ Jesus. Let's not define po yung love of God based dahil sa na-answer yung prayer natin o hindi na-answer prayer natin o tinitimbang mo, he loves me not. Hindi po ganun yun. Look to Christ. Not based po sa circumstances and emotion. Because pagka kinakatapo natin yung mga hymnbook, ito po ang isa sa favorite ko po. It is well with my soul. It is well with my soul. Ang kanta rito ito po is, kinakanta niya na, I love this part, because my sin in part. Because my sin, not in part, but the whole, is nailed to the cross, and I bear it no more. That's why it is well with my soul. Kahit anong mangyari, alam ko, I'm reconciled with my God. I bear it no more because of Christ. That's the truth that we need to preach. Pero ang reality po is not a magic word na bigla na lang na, oh, dumadaan ako sorrow, I need to preach that, and then wala na. No! Makikita natin how unstable itong psalmist. Look at verse 9. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me. Why they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Kaka-confess niya lang na he remembered the steadfast love of God. And sinabi niya sa first part ng verse 9, God is my rock. Rock means po, God is my security, my stable hope, yung firm na object ng kanyang faith. Pero right after ng confession, he asked God, why have you forsaken me? Makita natin how unstable yung psalmist. Yeah, verse 10, again, he is in the similar situation. Di ba ganun din tayo? Merong season na akala natin, we are strong, and meron na tayong victory over sorrow, sin, belief, unbelief, doubt, sin. Pero in an instant, parang bumalik agad tayo from the start. Ito na naman ako. Ito na naman ako. Ba't ako nandito na naman? 1 week na good Bible study, prayer, isang saglit lang na pagkahulog sa kasalanan. Parang na-erase ang lahat ng natutunan natin. We easily feel sorrowful. That's how damaging ang sin. So hindi magic word po na every time we na-overwhelm tayo sorrow, isang salita lang natin about God, mawawala na. Hindi po ganun po ang tinuturo sa atin ng psalmist. What the psalmist is teaching us dito, sorrow and depression is an ongoing. It will continue sa life natin, sa side ng eternity na to, in this life. Kaya po, continuous din dapat na mag-grow tayo sa understanding of who God is and continue to speak the truth of God to ourselves. Ang battle na po ito is a continuous battle, hindi po one time. That's why importante po ang church. That's why importante po ang Bible study, prayer, devotional reading ng Bible because it reminds us daily ng truth of God. How did the psalmist encourage himself? Look at verse 10. Similar sa verse 5. He talked to himself. Sinabi niya sa sarili niya, hey, don't listen to your emotion. The same po na sinabi niya kanina. Don't look inward. Look to God. Hope in God. Again, a strong command. Stop self-pity. Hope in God. Now, kapatid, ang buhay ng Kristiyano is not fully joyful. There will be season ng ups and downs, struggles. There will be season ng doubts. There will be season na you feel tinalikura ka ng Diyos. You might not understand how all things work for good for those who love God. Sometimes it's hard to understand yung passage ni Paul na yun, Romans 8. All things work for good for those who love God. How can I understand? How can a job loss works for my good? How can cancer, death of loved ones, how can itong mga solutionod na problema, overwhelming, nakakalunod na problema, works for my good? We ask explanation. Lord, paliwanag mo sa akin to. How can death and sickness work for good? You might not understand now. But as you read yung Psalm 8, yung Romans 8, yung sinabi ni Paul yon, that good is conforming you to be like Christ. As you go through ng mga trials na to, you become like Christ. You don't sin. You don't easily give in sin. You set your hope. You know, merong hope na gintay sa akin. I will not fall sa sin. Being Christ-like. So, God called us to believe Him, to trust Him, even if you don't have all the answer sa buhay mo. Mga kapatid, there will be times na you will lost precious gift ng Panginoon sa'yo. Precious possession, your comfort. Pero even when God takes all that away, even when you are in deep sorrow and depression, God should not be less lovely and less worthy ng worship mo. You worship Him for who He is and not just for the benefits of God. You trust the character of God, who He is, as He reveals the Scripture. Ang biblical response is like Job. He gives and takes away, blessed be the name of the Lord. Though He slays me, I will praise Him. Mga kapatid, Psalm of Lament ay nasa Bible to encourage us to talk to God honestly. Tell God that you are so dry. Tell God that you feel like He is far from you. Tell God that your raw emotion expresses to God. Tell God you are overwhelmed sa mga nangyayari sa buhay mo. Tell God kung anong nararamdaman mo. Ano pakiramdam ko, wala ka. Tell it to God. Just like David, just like the psalmist. Ito ang relationship ng tao sa Diyos. We tell God in prayer as a confession na we are dependent sa Kanya. God wants us to be dependent sa Diyos, sa Kanya. Bring your sorrow and despair to God. Pero don't end there. Turn your lament to seeking God. And tell God you need Him. You need help. And then, give praise to God. Oh Lord, whatever the result, I will praise you. Hindi mo man sagutin ang gusto kong prayer na to, I will praise you. Hindi mo man ako alisin sa sitwasyon na to, I will praise you. Because your worth in ang praise is not based if you answer my prayer or not. If I'm happy or not. Based ang worship natin, ang praise natin because of the truth of who God is. He demands that worship because He is God. So look at verse 10. Merong future hope. Verse 11, sorry. For I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. Mga kapatid, Christ lived ang Psalm 42 in behalf of us. Lahat ng ginawa ni Kristo is substitutionary sa bawat Kristiyano. He experienced a separation from God so that you and I will never be separated from God. He was forsaken so that we will not be forsaken. Siya ang tunay na nakaranas ng Psalm 42 in behalf of us. So, I'm planning to read ang Revelations 21:1-6, pero wala na tayong time. Revelations 22:1-5, pinakita doon sa atin na there will be a new heaven and new earth, a new home. Sabi sa 22:4, He will wipe away every tear from your eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain anymore, for the former things have passed away. That's how beautiful ang naghihintay sa atin. And sabi doon sa verse 6, And he said to me, It is done, Christ said to John. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty, I will give from the spring of the water of life for free, without payment. Revelation 22, and sabi doon, You will see Him face to face. Ultimately, ang ating seeking for God, ating separation from God is temporary. If you are in Christ, one day it will be fulfilled. And as we sing yung dalawang final song natin, as we feel grims, as yung journey ng life na to, ng Christian life, there will be a rough season. Pero hold sa lahat, dalawang kakantayin natin, as you persevere, the only way to persevere in your spiritual drought and overwhelming sorrow is to set your hope in God. So itong dalawang song na to, meditate on that. Christ will hold you fast. And one day, you will be finally home. Let's pray. Oh Father in heaven, thank you for all the blessings in and through your Son, Jesus Christ. Salamat Panginoon, na one day, all our seeking, all our emotional separation, mawawala na Panginoon. There will be no more sorrow, no more despair because of Christ. And I pray, O God, maging reality ito sa aming buhay every day. Just like the psalmist. It's a continuous battle. Let the truth of you and what you have done for us in Christ be a strong reality sa amin. And I pray this sa mga friends namin dito na wala kay Kristo, O God, Lord, open their eyes and their ears, their heart to see and feel how much they need you. How much they are dying of thirst, emptiness. And show them Christ and let them see how beautiful the cross is. May they come to Christ by the preaching of your gospel sa mga friends namin nandito ngayon or outside Christ. In Christ's name, Amen.